Today's shiur is Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Mem Ches, and we will begin on Daf Mem Zayin on Beis. The last words El Kretanya. As we learned at the end of the previous shiur, the Gemara quoted the opinion of Rav Huna, the Teluya Vizovin Zvini Zivovin, that if somebody sells something under duress, he sells something ba'oynis, still the halach is that the sale considered a valid sale. And the Gemara attempted to understand from where Rav Huna learns this din. The Gemara tried to say a svara, that every sale that a person does, he does really because he's only in need of the funds. So every sale is be'oinus. But the Gemara said that svara really isn't accurate, because the Gemara said, in a sale that I do, even though I may be strapped for cash, I do it with Gemiras Das. I'm satisfied to do what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Here, however, he was forced into the sale. So the Gemara begins with another, the Gemara attempts a different raya. El Kretanya, as we learned in the Braisa. The Torah speaks about bringing a carbon, Yakov Oisai. The Torah says that a person who's obligated to bring a carbon, Yakov Oisai, must bring it. Melamed Shekaifen Oisai. He's forced to bring the carbon. Yachal, I would think, that Bal Karchai, a person should be forced to bring a carbon even against his will. Tamalayma, the Torah uses the words Lurtsoinai. Hakaitzat, how do we reconcile that it's done by force or it's done by will? Kaifraisai, Achyoime Roitzani. A person is forced to, we force him until he's agreeable to bring it. And Tosfos asks the following question. We discussed at the end of the previous shiur that even according to Rav Huna, who is of the opinion that Teluya V'Zovin, Zvini Zovin, that if somebody is forced to sell something, the sale is a sale, that's only regarding a sale. But regarding a gift, we explained in the previous shiur that even Rav Huna agrees that a gift that's given under duress is not considered a valid gift. And therefore, as Tosfos, in a sale, the person is maybe selling something because he's being forced to sell it, but he at least is sad, but at least he's getting paid. Here, he's not getting paid, and why should therefore, as Tosfos, the sale be, the carbon be a valid carbon? So Tosfos said, one Teres Tosfos says, is this distinction that we're making between a gift and a sale has not yet been established by our Gemara, and at this point, a sale and a gift are treated the same way. And since they're treated the same way, the Gemara's raya is a good raya. Another teretz that Taisa says is that the person does receive something in exchange for giving his carbon. He gets a kapara, which is certainly something that he needs to have. And that's why it's considered he got something in change for this forced situation. Another teretz is that since he's mechuyev, he's obligated to bring carbon, anytime somebody's obligated to do something, it's considered the obligation to fulfill a mitzvah is considered something having received something in return. In fact, the Rishash brings a raya, because we know the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, the Gemara Masechet Chulin, say that if somebody is deprived of a mitzvah, we could force him to pay a sar zehuvim, 10 zehuvim. From here we see that a mitzvah has a value, and its fulfillment of the mitzvah is what he's receiving in return for bringing the carbon. The Rishayim go on to say that our Gemara that says that we force the person to bring a carbon that he's obligated to bring is not referring to a carbon chatos v'osham, because a carbon chatos v'osham, since the person did an aveira and the carbon is what's going to give him the kapara for the aveira, certainly the person, we don't need to force him to bring the carbon. Our Gemara is referring to carbon oila and a carbon shlamim, where the person didn't do an Aveira, the carbon doesn't represent a kapara for an Aveira, yet the Torah is teaching us that we force him to bring the carbon, we force him to bring the carbon in order to fulfill his obligation. In fact, Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, the Sefer Oznaim L'Torah, makes a very interesting observation. He says, only by, in fact, the word L'Ritzoinoi only appears in the Torah by a carbon oila and a carbon shlomim. Exactly the lesson that we're mentioning, that specifically a carbon oila and a carbon shlomim, which don't affect a kapara for an aveira, still the Torah says, and the Ksav Sofer goes on to explain, since we know that a carbon oila only is brought for a hurei aveira, if somebody had a bad machshava to do an aveira, or if somebody thought that what he was doing was permissible, oimer mutter, and it turned out to be asur, so we would think that unless the person on his own free will brings the carbon, then and only then will it be considered a valid carbon, because that shows that he recognizes that he's obligated to bring a carbon. But if we force him to bring a carbon, we would perhaps think it's not a valid carbon. Teaches us the Gemara, so we see, says Rav Huna, that even though something is done under duress, it's considered a valid act. Ask the Gemara, how could we bring a raya to Rav Huna's din from carbon? As we just said, every Jew is anxious to have a kapara, and because every Jew is anxious to have a kapara, that's why the carbon brought by Oynis is a valid carbon. But that isn't a proof for other areas of halacha. Ella, we learn it from the Sefer. It says in the Sefer of that raisa, the Torah teaches us the halacha is regarding a get, that if the Beis Din decides that someone is obligated to bring a get, to give a get, we force him to bring the get until he is willing to give the get. And again, the Rishonim debate, what is the reason, what does the person receive in return for giving the get? So again, the Pashto Pshat is, because Beis Din has obligated him to give the get, so he's receiving in return this, that he's mekayim the mitzvah, that Beis Din obligated to give the get. Another Pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that if, and some explain that it's really all one big Pshat, is that the fact that his wife refuses to live with him, and she's gone to Beis Din, and Beis Din has paskened that this marriage should be terminated, so he's not living with a woman who wants to live with him anyway, so that's why he should give the get. And furthermore, he does in a way benefit, because as we know, a husband is obligated to supply his wife with sheiroi ksusoi v'anosoi, and here, once they'll be divorced, he won't have that obligation. That's basically one approach in Rishonim. But there's another approach in Rishonim, a very famous approach quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, where the Rambam says, really every Jew wants to do the right thing. That's our DNA. That's what is the makeup of a Jew. However, says the Rambam, the Yetzahara, the Sa'ar Shebi'isa, gets in the way sometimes, that prevents us from doing what we're supposed to do. So Kaifun Isai, Beis Din, by doing this act of kfiya, help bring out the Jew's true inner being, inner will, and therefore the get is actually done baratz. And this concept of the Rambam, a very famous concept of the Rambam, first we'll speak lahalacha, what is the nafkamina between the approach of the Rambam and the approach of the other Rishonim we just quoted. The nafkamina I saw could be described by a shaila that was asked to the Chelkas Yaakov, where someone who owned a bakery and was not religious and had a chametz to the bakery that he was going to keep open on Pesach, the question was asked, should a Rav agree to sell the chametz for this individual? because he's anyway going to be selling chametz on Pesach. So the Chelkas Yaakov says, according to the Rambam, of course we should do a mechiras chametz. This Jew really wants to do the right thing. Unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara is in the way that prevents him from closing his bakery for all of Yom Tov. But Avada, he wants to do the right thing, and therefore, as much as we could do for him, we should do for him. Of course, the mechiras chametz will not help for chametz that he buys new on Pesach, but at least the chametz that he has before Pesach, the sale will be valid for. That's how we follow the approach of the Rambam. But perhaps we follow the approach of the other Rishonim, and this person shows actively that he doesn't want to do the right thing, that he doesn't act properly, maybe there we wouldn't sell the chametz on his behalf. With this concept of the Rambam, we can understand many Gemaras. There's a very famous Gemara based on a pasuk in Parsha Zois HaBrocha. The pasuk says in Parsha Zois HaBrocha, "Vasa hafi me'apara me'aparan v'vasa merivatz kodesh b'mina eish tos lomay." And the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah to all of the nations of the world if they were prepared to accept the Torah, and all of them refused to accept the Torah until Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. But as we discussed in our previous year, even Klal Yisrael's accepting of the Torah was also done by force. Kof alayim ha'akigigis. And therefore, says the Gemara, the Goyim will have a valid claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum kafisa aleinu ha'akigigis. Had you forced us to accept the Torah, we would have also accepted it. So why are the Jews treated differently? The answer can now be understood, says the Yismach Moshe, based on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says the difference between the Jews and the Akum is that Klal Yisrael really want to do the right thing. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets in the way. So as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kof alayem har tigigis, their true will appeared, and they were prepared to accept the Torah. The Akum, that don't have that true, proper will in their physical, in their makeup, would have not accepted the Torah even al yidei kfiya. And that's why the Beis Halevi says, the Gemara says, the halach is b'toch shloi lishma ba lishma. Even though doing mitzvahs and learning Torah shloi lishma is improper, the halach is a person should do mitzvahs and learn Torah shloi lishma, shmetoch shloi lishma ba lishma. Why? If doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, asked the Beis Halevi, shloi lishma is improper, what's the point? The answer is, because really a Jew wants to do the mitzvahs lishma. It's the Yetzer Hara that gets in the way. So it's similar to Kaifun Isai. As soon as you start doing the mitzvahs properly, as soon as you start doing the mitzvahs, that will help that you should actually do the mitzvahs and learn Torah Lishma. Similarly, the Mefarshim say that if we have two people that don't get along that well, still, they should make an attempt to talk to each other and try to live well with each other, because once they begin to have that type of relationship, it will cause that ultimately the right thing will ultimately appear and they'll ultimately have a proper relationship. And in fact, the Chassidish Sfarim suggest that sometimes a person comes to shul and he's not really up to davening properly, the Yetzer Hara is in the way, he's just not davening properly. What he should do is not say, well, today I'm not going to daven. Chas v'shalom. What he should do is open the siddur and start davening. And as much as he'll be able to, by saying the words of the tefillah, even though at this point they're being said without the proper kavanah, but that opening and beginning to daven properly will ultimately have an effect that the Jew who really wants to daven properly will ultimately daven as he's supposed to be, says the Gemara. So again, we see that something done under duress is is valid. Similarly, we should say here that it's, that's why Rav Huna says Teluyu v'zoven zvina zoven. Says the Gemara, we can't compare it to situations, because Dilmashani Hasam, over there it's a situation where Beis Din has paskined that he's obligated to give a get, and therefore mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, he has to follow what the Beis Din paskins. But that can't be used as a svara why Teluyu v'zoven zvina zoven, says the Gemara, el svarahu. It's a svara. We could understand logically, says Rav Huna, why Teluyu v'zoven zvini zoven. Agav unsei goymer makna. A person will, even though it begins that he's forced, ultimately when he accepts the money, he accepts it willingly, and that's why the sale is a valid sale. As Tosfos, now that we've established the svara that Rav Huna says, agav unsei goymer makna. So why do we have to have a special pasuk, Yaakov Oisai, that we began today's shiur with? Malamit Shekoifin Oisai at Shiyai Meroitzani. And that's how the carbon should be brought. We don't need a pasuk for that. The halacha ought to be that Agav Unsu, once he brings the carbon, he's obviously doing it properly. Why do I need a separate pasuk? So Taisus answers that we would think that by a carbon, it's different, because by carbon there's a concept of zevek rishoyim to'eva. A carbon really has to be brought under complete rotzen, and therefore even if in other areas of halacha, as Rav Huna is teaching us, oynus is considered that he's willingly doing it, carbon may be on a different level, and carbon has to have real rotzen. That's why we need a special pasuk by carbon. And with this concept, we can answer another question. The halacha is that kaifin a mitzvah asay, that a person who's obligated to do a mitzvah, Beis Din can force him to do the mitzvah. So again, there's a question, if that's the din, why do we need a special pasuk by karbonis that kaifin a isay at shiyoy meroitzani? The answer is, as we just explained, one would think that karbonis are a different level. And by karbonis, the regular halacha of kaifin oisoi, a mitzvah to say, is not going to be enough. That's why the pasuk has to teach us that by karbonis is the same din. Another teretz to that kasha I saw, why the karbonis are not under the same category as all other mitzvahs to say, that kaifin, that we force a person to fulfill the mitzvah. The reason is because by all other mitzvahs, the person, once we force him to do the mitzvah, will do the mitzvah himself. And once he actually, actively does the mitzvah, that will be considered like he did it beratzin. But by a carbon, it's not the person himself who will bring the carbon. He'll only bring the animal, but the actual hakrava of the carbon is done by the kohanim. And therefore it may be different, and that's why we need the pasuk of kaifin oisai at shiyoy meroitzani. Other terutzim to the question why we can't apply this svara that Rav Huna just gave us, and why we still need a special pasuk of bekabonis of kaifin oisai at shiyoy meroitzani, and because, as we said before, the kabonis that we force a person to bring are carbon shlamim, which, and a carbon oila. And since these carbonis are not carbonis that really affect kapara, are not really carbonis that the person understands the benefit, that's why we need to have a special pasuk. Another teretz, that this svara, the Sefer Divrei Chaim gives, is this svara that Rav Huna says, Agav Unse Gomer Makna, perhaps is only said by a sale. With a person, yes, he's selling this item under duress, but he's going to at least at the end receive money, and he's going to have that money in his hand. However, by a carbon, where he gets a kapara, but he doesn't actually feel the kapara, it's more of a intangible, it's a ruchnistiger, a benefit. There we don't have the svara, and that's why we need the pasuk of kaifin oisai at shiyoy meroitzani. Masiv Rav Yehuda asks Rav Yehuda on this. We learned in the Mishnah Masechet Gittin, get hamausam. So certainly, as the halacha is, If a husband is forced to give a get by an individual, by his wife, or by somebody else, that get is an invalid get. Here we're referring to a get that Bezdin paskened that this husband must give a get, and they're using Yisrael, they're using Jews to force the person to give the get. The get is a kosher get. Or I have the kechavim, but parcel. If it was forced by goyim, even if it's in a situation, explained Rishonim, where he really is supposed to give a get, but it's being forced by goyim, the get is not a good get. Or I have the kechavim, but what a Jewish court can do is if they don't have the ability to force a get, they could utilize Oiv de Kacham authorities to Chayv de Naisoi Vaymulay, that they could force the person and they tell him, Asay Mash Yisrael Aymulcha. Do what the Jew is telling, do what Bezdin is telling you to do. Vamai. But again, why if the get is being done, forced by the Goyim, is the get not a valid get? Hosunami Nemo Agav Unse Gomer Garish, that the person maybe didn't originally want to give the get, but he still gave the get, and once he gives the get, like Rav Huna just taught us, the get should be considered a valid get. Answers the Gemara, he etma Allah, there is a different reason why the get is not a good get. Ha'omram Sharsha, because Dvar Torah actually midaraisa, I feel about Kachavim, a get given, forced by Oyd Kachavim, ought to be kosher, should be a kosher get. Or Matam Amru, by Oyd Kachavim apostle, why did Chazal say that it's not? Kadesh Loy Tekal Achas V'Achas, Halachas V'Toyla Atzman B'Yad Oyd Kachavim, U'Mafkas Atzman B'Yad Balam. We're concerned that a woman is going to want to get divorced, and her husband is not going to want to give her a get. So what she's going to do is that she's going to have immoral relations with a guy, and her intention with having those immoral relations is that by that she will then ask the guy to force her husband on her behalf to give her a get. Now that's certainly an unacceptable situation, and to avoid such an unacceptable situation, Chazal said that any get that was forced by Goyim, not under the authorization of Bezdin, is an invalid get. Masra Rav Nuna asked the Gemara another question on Rav Huna. The Rav Huna is saying that Tluyu v'zavin, Zvini Zavin, asked the Gemara, we quoted just this in the previous year, Lov Kach Mesikrikin, if somebody bought a property from an extortionist, somebody extorted a property from somebody, and then somebody bought that property, and not only did he do a kinyan with the gazlan, but also the chaz of a lakach mibalabayis, that he went and he bought it from the original owner, the loch is mechabatel, the sale is an invalid sale. Why, asked the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, we should say, Agav Unsa Gomer Umakni, that even though it's being done under duress, the sale should be a valid sale. Answers the Gemara, Ha'etma Allah, Amar Rav. So Rav said, indeed, when is the halacha that the sale is not a valid sale? Elad Amalei Lechazek V'Kni, that the entire sale between this buyer and the original owner was only by Leik Chazek V'Kni, that the owner said, okay, buy it. So there we could assume that he didn't really mean it. But indeed, says Rav, Aval B'Shtar, if there would be a shtar between the original owner and the purchaser, the halacha would be that the get is a good get, because that shows that even though he's doing it under duress, the kinyan is a valid kinyan. Ask the Gemara, we could understand Rav Huna's psak according to Rav's understanding of the Mishnah Masechta of Gittin. However, according to Shmuel, Dama af b'shtar nami lakana, that even if there's a shtar between the original owner and the buyer, it's still not a valid sale because it was done under duress, mayik lameimer. And as the Rishonim explained, our Gemara wants to try to have Rav Hamnuna's opinion of Teluya V'Zavin Zvini Zavin be accepted in, according to as many Amoraim as possible, and it shouldn't be limited only to the opinion of Rav. Furthermore, since the halacha in that case in Masech the Gittin follows the opinion of Shmuel, our Gemara is anxious to see that we can reconcile Rav Huna's opinion with Shmuel. Answers the Gemara that even though Shmuel says that b'shtar loy kana, Maida Shmuel, Shmuel agrees that heich de yav zuzei, that if money was given, then even Shmuel will agree that the sale is a valid sale, which is exactly what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna and Shmuel are both agreeing that if money was given, it's a valid gift. Urabibi asked the Gemara, the Messiah by Mishmaid Rav Nachman, according to Rabibi, who said that if the buyer gave the Gazlan money, Dalok is Karka Eloi, he doesn't get to keep the property, but Mas Yeshloi, the money that the buyer gave him, has to be refunded to him. So obviously, that according to Rabibi's understanding, the Mishnah over there is referring to a situation where money was given. And yet the Mishnah says that the sale is void. Mayaklamema, how will Rav Huna understand, how will Rav Huna be able to explain Rabibi? According to Rav Huna, once money is given, Teluya V'Zavin, Zvini Zavin. Answers the Gemara, Rabibi Memruhu. Rav Huna is going to respond to us that Rabibi said something only in the name of Rav Nachman. And as remember, Rav Huna, and Rav Huna didn't accept this teaching. And as the Rashbam says, it's not even necessarily the fact that Rabibi accepted it. Because if it was Rabibi who held this way, what the Gemara would have said, the Rav Huna has a right, Rav Huna being an Amira, has a right to argue Rabibi who's an Amira. The Gemara doesn't say it. So it could be even, Rav Huna is going to tell us, the Rabibi himself doesn't agree that this is the halacha. He was just repeating what he heard, but not that he necessarily heard all that way. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Teluya V'Zavin, Zvini Zivin. If somebody sells something under duress, the sale is considered a valid sale. However, says the Gemara, V'loya Maran, El Basadistan. When, suggests the Gemara, is that the halacha? Only in a situation where somebody owns a number of fields and somebody forces him to sell one of the fields without specifying which specific field he is going to demand be sold. But if he's demanding a specific field be sold to him, loy, there the halacha will be that the sale is not valid. Furthermore, even though we just said that if a specific field is demanded, the halacha will be that the sale is void, nami lo yamaron ed lo artzizuzi, only if he didn't count money. And now pshatim the Rishonim. Rashbam says that if the seller received money, when he was forced to sell a specific field, he received money, and not only did he receive money, but he counted that money. So that shows that even though it wasn't something that he did happily, he is agreeing to the sale, and the sale will be a valid sale. That's one pshat of the Rishonim. Another pshat I saw in the Rishonim, as we have learned many times, in the times of Chazal, there were good coins and bad coins, good currency and weak currency. If we see that the seller is examining the coins that he received, that is a proof that the sale is something that he's satisfied with, and the sale will be considered a valid sale. Another pshat is as follows. If the seller demands payment immediately, that shows that even though he was forced into the sale, he's accepting it. If, however, he isn't even trying to get the money that he's supposed to get, that shows that what he's doing is really something that he's not satisfied with. It's not perotzen, and therefore that's the nafkamina. But if he takes the money right away, that's a proof that he's satisfied with the sale. Furthermore, v'lay amarin al d'lay havelash demute. Only if the owner could have evaded the person forcing him the sale. Avalai havelash demute. If he could have avoided the person, loy, and he didn't avoid him, so why didn't you avoid this person? And that would have saved you from needing to sell the item. And if therefore the halacha will be that such a sale will be a valid sale. The Hilchasa, however, says the Gemara, that the halacha is not like what Rabbi just said. The halacha is, Bekula Tavizvina Zvina. Under all circumstances, no matter what the situation is, the sale is a valid sale. Afila Besada Zu, even in a situation where he was forced to sell a specific field, the halacha will be that the sale is a valid sale. Even though I did see that the Achrayim suggest there will be a nafkamina in the case where a person was forced to sell a specific field versus where he was forced to sell one of his fields and the seller chose which field to sell. In a case where a person was forced to sell a specific field, even according to Rav Huna that says Tluya v'zavin zvina zavin, everybody will agree, we discussed this question in our previous year, that the sale will not be considered a valid sale until the seller says, Roitzani, I'm accepting it. In the case, however, where he wasn't forced to sell a specific field, there, even if he doesn't use the words, Roitzani, the sale will be a valid sale. What is the proof that even when he's being forced to sell a specific field, the sale is a valid sale? The Isha, marrying a woman, so you're marrying a specific woman, Kesada Zudamya, Vamra Meima, and Meima teaches us that Allah is, Taloyev a Kuddish, if somebody's forced, if a woman is forced into a marriage, the halach is kedusha of kedushin, the kedushin is a valid kedushin, again with the same concept of tluya zavin zvini zavin. And the Rishayim again asked, as we've been discussing, in a sale, even if the seller sold it under duress, he's receiving money. Here, what is the woman receiving that in exchange for getting married? Because it's difficult to say that the pruta, that we know that all you need to be makadish is a pruta, should be considered that she's receiving something of significance, that it should be considered a valid sale. Specifically, as we discussed in our previous year, even according to Rav Huna, whose opinion is tluya v'zavin, zvini zavin, that's only if the seller receives the fair market value of the item that he's being forced to sell. But if he receives less than the value, it falls into the same category as a gift that we said. Even Rav Huna agrees that a gift given under duress is not considered a valid gift. So here, what is the woman receiving in exchange that it should be considered like a sale? So some Rishonim say, as we discussed earlier in our shir, since a husband is obligated to give his wife Sheira Ksusa V'Nasai, so that's obviously considered that she's receiving a tangible benefit. Another pshat that the Rishonim say is that the Gemara many times discusses the concept of Tav L'Mesav Tandu M'L'Mesav Armala. Women are very anxious to be married. So the fact that she's getting the category of being a married woman is considered a tangible benefit that she's getting in return for a kedushin, and that's why the Gemara is suggesting at this point, if it's done under duress, it's a valid kedushin. The Rishayim debate, why would be the halacha if a man was forced to marry a woman? Will the kedushin be a valid kedushin? The opinion of the Itor and of the Ritva is that if the Mekadish is forced to be Mekadish a woman, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. The Rambam, the Ravid, the Rajba are of the opinion that just like a woman who's forced into marriage, our Gemara just teaches us now, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, it goes the other way around too, that there should be no difference, and therefore the husband who's forced to marry a woman, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. in explaining the opinion of the Itur, who says that a man who's forced to marry a woman, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, I saw Rav Naftali Trupp explains, there's a difference between acquiring something and selling something. Acquiring something, making something mine, is a much more significant act than letting, having something leave my possession. And therefore, even if we're saying that selling something, something leaving my possession, could be done under duress, me to get, to receive something, the husband is the buyer in the Kedushin, the wife becomes his, that can't be done under duress. And as the, as Rav Shmuel Rozovsky goes on to explain, because at Tluy Vizoven, we could assume, since he's receiving money in exchange, so that shows us that he's Gomer Umakni, as Rav Chisda, as the Gemara said earlier. Here, however, we don't, and that shows that there was a Gemira Stas. It shows that he was, he consents to this. In a situation, however, where he's buying something, we don't see the same type of Gemira Stas, and that's why the Itur will say it's not a valid Kedushin. Others explain, as we said earlier, a woman is anxious to be married. A woman gets Sherek Susava Nosai in entering into a marriage. And that's why it's considered a valid transaction, even if it's done under duress. But the husband, we don't find that the Gemara uses the concept that men are so anxious to be married. We don't find, we, the man, the wife isn't obligated to give the husband something. And that's why it's a different situation. Mabar of Ashi, Amar, Beisha Vadi Kedushin Lehavim. By a woman also, where the Kedushin was done under duress, it will be the Rabbanon be an invalid Kedushin. Because Chazal teach us, who was a Shleika Hagen? He acted improperly by forcing his wife to marry him, and that's why Lefikach Asui Mashloika Hagen, Chazal act with him that way. Two, Vafkin Rabbanon Lekedushin Menei, Chazal nullify the marriage. Ask the Gemara, Omle Ravina Leravashi, Tainach the Kaddish Bekaspa. If there was Kedushe Kesef, so the way most Rishonim explain, so by Kesef we always know the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Bezdin have control over somebody's money. Therefore, they could say that the money that was given wasn't the money of the husband's, and that therefore there was no Kedushin. Before, for a Kedushin to be valid, the money that the husband's giving to the wife has to be his money. And Hefker Bezdin Hefker could undo that Kedushin. They could undo that Kedushin Kesef. And as the flaw says, the same by Kedusha Shtar. Bezdin have, the Rabbanim have a right to say Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and that will undo the validity of that shtar, that it doesn't belong to the husband, and therefore it's not a valid Kedushin. But Kaddish B'Biyah, when the Kedushin was done through B'Biyah, Mayik L'Meimer, with what legal mechanism did Chazal use to undo the marriage? That's the Pash Peshat in the Gemara. The Rashbam quotes a Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Rabbeinu Gershom says that Tainef the Kaddish Bekaspa, the Kedusha Kesef, the Torah doesn't mention explicitly. We only learn it from a Gzeir Shava, Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephraim, a Gemara beginning Masech the Kedushin. So since it's only Kedusha the Rabbanon, the Gemara is asking, we could understand how the Rabbanon can nullify such a Kedushin. Bekaddish Bebiyah, with a Kedushin, our Kedushin Midaraisa, the Torah speaks about Kedushin being done through Biyah. How could the Rabbanon nullify that Kedushin? But Rashbam objects to Rabbeinu Gershom's Pshat. Because Rashbam says that one of our fundamentals in Halacha is that something that's learned through a Gzeir Shava has the same status as something that's learned Midaraisa. So once there's a Gzeir Shava teaching us that Kedushay Kesev are valid Kedushin, Kedushay Kesev are Kedushay Deraisa. And there is no difference between Kedushay Kesev and Kiddushei Biyah. And therefore, the Rashbam disagrees with this Pshat. In defense of the Rabbeinu Gershom's Pshat, I saw that the Mefarshim suggest that even Rabbeinu Gershom certainly agrees that Kiddushei Kesef, which are learned through a Gzeir Shava, have the status of a Kiddushei Daraisa. But what the Gemara's question is, they say, is that still, maybe only Kiddushei Bia, which the Kiddushei Kesef, which are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, but are only learned with Gzeir Shava, that's where Chazal will use their authority to nullify the Kiddushin. Kiddushei Bia, which are mentioned explicitly in the Torah, will Chazal use their authority to nullify such Kiddushin? Another pshat that I saw is as follows. By Kiddushei Kesef, the Rishonim say, by Kiddushei Kesef, Chazal could say that the Kesef should be considered not his, that was never his Kesef, and the money that was transferred was never considered a transference of money, and that's why the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. But if a Biyah took place, what will Chazal do with that Biyah? Answers the Gemara, Amalei, Shavu Rabbanan Labilos Abilos Nus. The Chazal have the ability to nullify a Kedushin, even when the Kedushin was done by Biyah, even though it isn't required, the concept of Hefker Bezdin, Hefker to Hefker, because as the Rishonim explained, when somebody is Mekadish a woman, he says, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, and since it was done, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, that's why the halacha is that the Rabbanan, the person, is tying his Kedushin to the Das, to the what Chazal want, and therefore if Chazal want to nullify this Kedushin, they have the ability to nullify the Kedushin. And with this we could understand very nicely why the Gemara doesn't ask that just like Chazal nullified the Kedushin when it was done improperly, they should nullify the sale when it was done under duress. The answer is very simple. When somebody's Mekadosh a woman, he says, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. He's tying that act of Kedushin, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and therefore if Chazal want to nullify it, they'll nullify it. But when somebody does a transaction, when somebody does a sale, every time somebody does a sale, he obviously doesn't say, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and that's why the sale that's done under duress remains a valid sale. Say the Mefarshim, and with this we could understand a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai carrying the Luchas, he saw that Klai Yisrael had made the eagle, and he broke the Luchas because he says Mutav Shidonika Pnuya V'loi Ke'eshus Ish. They should not be considered like they were already in Eshus Ish when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they had not yet received the Luchas, which is the Shtar Kedushin between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? So Mefarshim say that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What did he say, Elokecha? He meant, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Aldas Moshe. So Klal Yisrael's Kedushin were dependent on what Moshe, what the Rabbanan said. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Kedushin is being done on my Das, I'm nullifying the Kedushin, I'm breaking the Kedushin. And that's Pshat, what Moshe Rabbeinu says. From Tisa Chatosam, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you will forgive them, because the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, because Kol Mekadosh Adas, Das Rabbanan Mekadosh, fine. Because otherwise, Mecheni Na Mesifcha Kshek Safta. If you're not going to accept my argument, then why are you writing my name in the Torah? Why are you saying Anoich Hashem Elokecha? Why are you saying that it depends on my Das? You're making what you said incorrect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after hearing this argument from Moshe Rabbeinu, said, Salachti Kedvarecha. Yes, my Kedushin to Klal Yisrael depends Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, And if you nullify the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, and therefore the sin of the Egel is much less of a sin, and that's why Slachti Kedurecha, based on this argument, I'm able to bring a Slicha V'Kapara to Klal Yisrael.